whistleblower's source. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump wants to know,
because is that person a spy? Or does that person even exist? I have a feeling that person doesn't exist.
And the president tells Fox's Hannity he had good reason to ask Ukraine's leader to probe the 2016 election and Joe Biden.
I would like the attorney general to find out what's going on. Because you know what? We're investigating corruption.
Now, House Democrats think he violated his oath of office and plan to question someone new this morning. Fox's Rachel Sutherland tells us who, live from Washington.
Dave, acting ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor will be deposed today before House committees conducting the impeachment inquiry. Taylor is a diplomat who reportedly expressed concerns about military aid to Ukraine, texting a fellow diplomat, "I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a political campaign." Tomorrow, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Laura Cooper is expected on Capitol Hill. No other interview are planned Thursday or Friday due to funeral plans for the late Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland. Dave?
Rachel, the president is urging House Republicans to get tougher, defending him from impeachment, and he just tweeted, "All Republicans must remember what they are witnessing here, a lynching." Now, Republicans in the House did try to censure Adam Schiff, who's leading the probe as Intel Committee Chair. Congressman Mark Green told Fox that the probe is a charade.
This is a guy who's lied multiple times. We don't know what's going on because I'm on oversight. They won't even let me in. They won't let me read the Volcker testimony.
But Democrats blocked the censure resolution. Schiff tweeted, "House Republicans lack the courage to confront the most dangerous and unethical president in American history." Iraq's military has a message for the U.S. troops who've moved in after leaving Syria. They don't have permission to stay, as Turkey's president warns his military operation may resume in Syria after the ceasefire ends today. Former President Jimmy Carter is back in a Georgia hospital after another fall at his home last night. The 95-year-old fractured his pelvis, but Carter is said to be in good spirits. America's listening to Fox News.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
When it comes to keeping your small business's valuable information safe, Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. Running your own small business is a big challenge, but with the right partner, it's a lot easier. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Canada's prime minister appears to have survived a blackface scandal. President Trump tweeted, "Congratulations to Justin Trudeau over a wonderful and hard-fought victory."
Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party is staying in power following yesterday's election in Canada. His party didn't win enough seats to have the majority in Parliament, but after the victory, he made it clear he serves everyone, not just Liberals.
"Regardless of how you cast your ballot, ours is a team that will fight for all Canadians."
The Conservative Party was in second place with the number of seats won, but led in the popular vote. Trudeau was reelected despite some recent personal scandals, including photos of him wearing blackface. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Elizabeth Warren has faced criticism as the senator's risen to be a frontrunner in the Democratic presidential race. How she would pay a Medicare for All health care system, how she would pay for it. Well, Warren told a gathering in Iowa,
"I've been working on the financing part of this for a long time and reaching out to different experts and putting those pieces together."
Today, Warren will be in Chicago joining striking teachers on a picket line outside an elementary school.
They're already seeking smaller class sizes and higher pay. And the union is also demanding the Windy City do more to lower housing costs and put more resources into helping homeless students. The pursuit is part of the union's social justice agenda and is a unique departure from standard negotiating tactics. Despite early rejection by the city, teachers argue the issue belongs on the bargaining table. 25,000 teachers walked off the job Thursday after months of negotiations on a new contract. Classes remain canceled for more than 300,000 students. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed, not moving much before today's trading. On Monday Night Football, the New England Patriots stayed undefeated, beating the New York Jets 33-0. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. It's Tuesday. Local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police have identified a 20-year-old Rantoul man as a suspect in a shooting from October 18th. That evening, Champaign police learned a 32-year-old male victim arrived at a local hospital by personal vehicle with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds to his leg. The shooting apparently happened in the 1800 block of West Kirby Avenue. Evidence was recovered from the scene. The warrant for Morris is for aggravated battery with a firearm. Bond was set at $500,000. Central Illinois is getting a new area code. That new area code will be 447. It's being added to what is currently the 217 territory in Central Illinois, which covers 36 counties, including Champaign-Urbana, Decatur, Danville, Springfield, Quincy, and Rantoul. The new phone numbers with the new area code won't start until after March 29th of 2021. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
You know when you are headed to work or a special event and you look around and no one is there to tell you if your shoes or your shirt look good? Don't have that panic feeling with your mortgage. We want to give you a second set of eyes to ensure you are getting the best of the best. Hi, it's Michelle Mott with the 217 Mortgage Team, encouraging you to get a second opinion with us at INB.
Illinois National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 47721. Michelle's is 1-840-439.
Here we go. Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations. Village at the Crossing in Champaign, also on Cunningham and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Love going in there, smelling those flowers.
Yeah.
Lion Ducey with our weather.
Thanks, Stevie. We've got partly cloudy and windy conditions. More clouds this morning, obviously. West-southwesterly winds at 21, up to 56, down to 37. 67 with partly cloudy conditions tomorrow, down to 44. Only up to 56, down to 38 on Thursday. Could be some morning showers on Friday, high 53, low 32. Right now, the temperature's at 49. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, still glowing and basking in the glow of the wind. Still happening. It's
yes.
A residual effect. Here from Lovey Smith here coming up. He spoke to the media yesterday.
Okay, good.
He's just a pretty chill guy.
Uh-huh.
And no real... Obviously, there was a pretty high up on Saturday afternoon.
That's right.
But you wouldn't know it by his demeanor.
It's just true. I said something about that, too. Is wow, they just won by 1 point.
No.
And all we got is, yeah, the guys are healthy. And...
Yeah, we're good and everything else. Lovey, the plane's crashing. Well, we'll just go to the exits, and that's fine.
Exactly.
We have a good football team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just is chill. He's hanging around with Lovey Smith. Anybody ever done that? No. The answer is no. But
yeah,
if you did hang with him, would you pass the popcorn? I mean, it just, where is he going? Hey, it's just, this is how sports is. We were firing Lovey Smith all last week, and this week we're chanting his name. That's what a fan is. It's a fanatic. And we're all kind of different degrees of fanaticism. When we all had the list out about the next coach and then we're chanting his name on the field, is that not a human thing? Yeah. 709, Adam Schiff is getting censured by Republicans in the House. This is the guy that kind of, in essence, said what Trump said to the Ukraine guy.
Well, it reads like a classic organized crime shakedown. Shorn of its rambling character and in not so many words, this is the essence of what the president communicates. We've been very good to your country, very good. No other country has done as much as we have. But you know what? I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only 7 times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it. On this and on that, I'm going to put you in touch with people, not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him. and I'm going to put you in touch with Rudy. You're going to love him. Trust me.
Except he didn't really, Donald Trump really didn't say that. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News, D.C. Bureau. So he was kind of giving the essence when he really didn't know, right?
Hey, good morning. When it comes to, you know, what was known and what was not, that's all the stuff that people are trying to figure out. Rudy Giuliani's role in all of this, who he met with in Ukraine and elsewhere. And today there's more testimony in this impeachment inquiry. This is acting ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor, expected on the Hill to give his deposition tomorrow. More testimony expected from a Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, Laura Cooper. And no other interviews are planned the rest of the week because the funeral plans for late Elijah Cummings of Maryland. So a lot going on, and it makes you wonder how they're going to, you know, hold to the timeline that they've talked about, given the fact that they're still interviewing witnesses. There's been a lot of talk, of course, about the secretive nature of this process. But my understanding is there will be a public hearing, probably through the House Judiciary Committee. That means on TV and everything, so, you know, brace yourself for that. And then, you know, if articles of impeachment are move their way through the House, then Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is talking about a six-day-a-week trial between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So buckle in for that and get your shopping done online, I think.
Well, you got to vote, right? I mean, the House needs to vote. They don't want to go on record, I guess. But the Adam Schiff thing that I just played, that was he wasn't reading from official transcripts. He was reading from what he expected it to say or embellished it. And for that role to do that, Nancy Pelosi was asked about that just a few days after he read it and thought it was fact. So, I mean, it really is one of those, well, irresponsible. When they're talking about censure, I don't think that does anything. It's like a slap on the hand. It doesn't mean a darn thing, does it?
No, and it doesn't. And it was tabled last night because the Democrats control the House. That's not unexpected. Mm-hmm. What happened was they voted along party lines to put it on ice for a while to censure Adam Schiff. Now, you're right. It's a slap on the wrist. It's not like expelling a member. This is just simply saying we don't like what you did.
Right.
And at the time when I heard the hearing, I thought, ooh, he's probably going to get attacked for this because there was no real political reason for him to do that, and it would most likely backfire, and it has. So, but as far as anything happening to Adam Schiff, I don't see that happening.
All right. Well, it looks like they're going to impeach Donald Trump. They control the House. They can do that. He's not going to be thrown out of office. So we're going to go through this exercise, and then we're going to see what the people think next November. I guess that's kind of where we are.
I think that's the conventional wisdom at this point. It appears that the Republicans in the Senate are still fully in support of President Trump, except for maybe Mitt Romney, or as you call him, Pierre Delecto, his shadow Twitter account, which I had to have a chuckle about.
Right. No, listen.
Pierre Delecto.
There are more things going on. Isn't it interesting, the work you've chosen, Rachel, where it's all ever-changing? I mean, you just don't know what you're going to wake up to these days.
Well, I never feel bored.
Well, there's no way you could because it changes all the time.
Yeah.
And when you think you've heard it all, you haven't.
That's right. And it happens every day. Not maybe every day, but close to every day there's something popping that is something I kind of like, really? Is this really happening?
Unbelievable.
But, you know, I think folks are just going to buckle in. And then once we're done with the impeachment stuff, it'll be straight into the Iowa caucuses and on from there.
Yeah. Well, and again, the ultimate judge will be the people going to the polls next November 3 or whatever that date is. And
I think so.
And we'll just see what America thinks. But I'm telling you, what I'm seeing at these Trump rallies is unusual. It is not easy to draw 20,000 people to anything. And he's getting it, and the energy there is just unmistakably different, kind of Obama in 08, 09 kind of a feel.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, hope and change. Yeah. And he drew a lot of crowds as well.
He did, too. But I'm telling you, normally you run for president, you go out there and you hope your aunt comes because there's 15.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's tough.
You bring in some unionized folks or something like that.
You got to have something because you can't possibly show that nobody wants to hear what you say. Rachel Sutherland, keep up your good work. How do people follow you?
Thank you.
At Sutherland Fox.
That's it.
Is how you follow Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ESPN 93.5, quarter after 7. Lovie Smith met the media yesterday.
And Purdue, the next opponent, already talking Purdue, and Purdue is different. You know, Wisconsin turned around and handed off to a Heisman Trophy candidate. Purdue doesn't do that.
I don't think they get off the bus running the football. They get off passing it, so it's a different. But that's how they've been. We know them. They know us. The most part, it's pretty much been the same staffs. We'll have to stop them, whether, you know, all of their players are playing or not. You know, it seemed like last year we were talking about a great freshman that they had, receiver, that was playing outstanding ball. Same thing is happening this year. Good, big challenge for them.
Yeah, well, what about last year? Anybody remember the game last year? It was in Champaign. Purdue won 46-7. What about motivation?
But I don't think you really need a lot to, you know, it seemed like most people assume you got to really motivate the guys to want to do well, to beat a team that, you know, we're playing for the Cannon this week. We have a little bit of history. I don't think we need an awful lot of that, but most of the guys were here. We all witnessed that. We all were part of that. Went through it together. So it had a lasting effect on us, absolutely. And to get a chance, you just won't, you know, get a rematch as much as anything. And we're excited about that.
46-7. Yeesh. In Champaign.
I mean, let's look past that.
No, you remember that. Okay, you want to hold on to that and say, we ain't doing that again. We owe them.
Okay.
We owe them about a 39-point smackdown in West Lafayette. Let's go.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's what you do for motivation. You just kind of say, you guys remember when they embarrassed us here? Yeah, we're going over there if we want to pay them back. Go.
Officials from the Bobby Dodd Coach of the Year Foundation and Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl announced the Illinois head football coach Lovey Smith has been selected as the Dodd Trophy Coach of the Week. Their pillars involve scholarship, leadership, and integrity when they're selecting this Coach of the Week. Way to go, Lovey Smith.
Yep.
We have Jake Henson as Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week, Walter Camp National Player of the Week, Daley Harding Rose Bowl Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week. So we're getting some football honors our way.
Are we not due?
I mean, right.
Has it been like the Sahara Desert around here?
That's true.
This is great. To celebrate a great victory, to celebrate the performances, well done.
Mm-hmm. They've called the Rutgers game for Dad's Day weekend on November 2nd. It'll be a 2:30 kickoff.
Well, how about that? A little more tailgating time.
How about that?
Let's go.
And with Pop in Town, that'll be awesome. Monday Night Football was uneven when the New England Patriots blanked the New York Jets 33-0. Patriots are undefeated. Hey, a college basketball poll has Michigan State at number one for the first time.
Would expect that.
Kentucky, Kansas, Duke, and Louisville round out the top five. They'll all be in action November 5th at Madison Square Gardens. MSU plays Kentucky and Duke plays Kansas. Mm. And then we have Florida at number six, Maryland at number seven with their power forward, Jalen Smith. Illinois actually got 14 votes.
Okay.
So if it was tabulated, we'd be number 33.
What the heck?
Exactly.
That's
the mo here in Illinois.
Well, and I think, you hate to put pressure on anything, but this is an NCAA or bust. I think you have to, everybody expects that now. That comes with the territory when you're 68 teams now that get picked for this tournament. You got to get in there. And if you do, that's a big year.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously you want to win, but just to get selected this year would be a huge step up.
World Series Game 1, 7:08 start, Astros and Nationals. You got a favorite, Stevie?
I do not. The St. Louis Cardinals left the room, and I don't particularly care. I appreciate good baseball. What fascinates is the incredible matchups with the Scherzer and the Cole and the Verlander and the Strasburgs. I mean, that's going to be some nice pitching matchups.
That's
The best of the best. Weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout central Illinois. GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
Some clouds this morning, partly cloudy and windy. Later, we've got a high 56, low 36, 67 high tomorrow, partly cloudy again, down to 44. Mostly cloudy for Thursday with a high 56, low 38. We're currently at 50. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll check your Fox Business Minute, find out what's going on in the world of finance, how these markets are going to open in a little more than an hour in Wall Street. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland. Provident Financial Group and Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro this morning. If you'd like to text in a question about your dog or cat, 359-2255. It's now 720.
I'm Deirdre Travolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Toy maker Hasbro is reporting a disappointing quarter. Its gaming business made less money, though it's seeing strong response to its Disney Frozen 2 and Star Wars The Rise of the Skywalker toys. The Justice Department is looking into Comcast's decision to drop Starz channels for its Xfinity customers and then charge extra for the movie channel. The New York Post says antitrust investigators are looking into complaints. Revolut, a digital banking app popular in Britain, is expected to issue cards in the U.S. by the end of the year. Revolut charges no fees to hold an account or to transfer money. It's launching in the U.S. by partnering with MasterCard. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
I'm Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
You betcha. Thank you, Shane Coulter. 724. I went to see Ben Quattrone yesterday. Was over at Honda BMW. I said, Kenny, where are all the Beamers? I said, well, we rolled to some of them outside. Weather's pretty nice coming up. And I said, man, this floor, it looks like I could still eat. Yeah, I can. Look at that.
Exactly.
I gave them the old check over. Man, I looked it over. Looking good. I say, you can always eat off that floor at the BMW showroom side of things, and it's white and it's clean. She was good. Dropped spaghetti, no problem.
There you go.
Honda BMW is an award-winning dealership, so I just urge you that before you buy a car, truck, or van, or whatever, you stop by. Give them a chance to earn your business. They check all the boxes. They're terrific at service. They're terrific before, during, and after the sale. They're terrific follow-up. They're terrific at making a deal for you.
BMW Charlie sitting in the vehicle with you, letting you go over all the buttons so you know what you're doing when you take that test drive.
It's fun to do, and I would encourage you to just stop by and find out what an award-winning dealership looks like. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com, off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. 725, we've got your chance in our Ghost Stever program this morning to get a $50 voucher from Ron Bailey at the Blossom Basket Florist.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It is delightful. And I can probably, if you have the right credentials and pass my background check, get you on as a driver for Blossom Basket. As jobs go, as part-time jobs go, wouldn't that be kind of cool?
One of my favorites.
You did that.
I did that.
Yeah.
We used to have Green Gold Florist in Tolono, and Valentine's Day, Scott Jackson, who was running it, was like, Diane, can you do some deliveries? And I would like,
Country Companies, Jack?
Yeah.
Scott Jackson,
and
Country
Companies? He used to be my eighth grade science teacher.
No kidding. That's fun.
Unity Junior High.
So you delivered flowers.
I did.
And did anybody ever say, oh, get out of here with that?
Oh, it's such a great job.
Because everyone's happy.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Blossom Basket Florist, $50 I'll give you if you'll just simply text me. You'll have a chance. I think we'll do 10 this morning.
Okay.
$50 to really brighten somebody up. This is for pickup only. You have to use this within 7 days, and then you have to give me your feedback as to your experience.
Mm-hmm.
Well, know what it was like. 359-2255, you want to text in flowers. You'll have a chance at $50 to brighten somebody's life. You know what? If you just did that once a day to one person, not necessarily flowers, but just a kind gesture.
Yeah.
Once a day, we'd each cover 365 people. And if you're really advanced, you do two. But if you just imagine the synergy and the domino effect of life, if somebody was kind to somebody one time a day, just one person.
Good stuff.
So this would be like a PhD level brightening somebody's day. But think outside you. Think less about you and how you look and what you need and all that. Think about outside of you, and you'll have much more satisfaction.
Good idea.
359-2255. Text in flowers. I'll take care of a $50 free trip to Blossom Basket. You go get it. You'll be more excited on the expression on that person's face because you thought of them. Text in now, 359-2255.
Is it the word blossom or bee?
Flowers.
Okay, flowers.
Flowers.
Thank you.
359-2255. Text in flowers now and have that shot at $50. We've got a big event Sunday.
It's trick-or-treating with the stars, and we're working with the U of I women's basketball team at the Ubbin Basketball Complex. So come on out on Sunday between 3 and 5, a totally free event, free parking. They hand out the candy. They got the face painting. They've got the characters running around, the photo booth. It is a great time as we work with the U of I Community Credit Union and ShambanaMoms.com here at ESPN 93.5. Details on our website, ESPNCU.com.
And don't be freaked out by the line. Everybody gets through.
Right.
There'll be a lot of people
especially
there.
At the beginning when we're just getting them in.
Yep. So it'll be going on Sunday afternoon, and again, 3 to 5. Ubbin, you've done it before. The kids love it. There's so much activity. The women love interacting.
Exactly.
359-2255 if you want to text in flowers as those continue to come in.
Get my Halloween soundtrack with Thriller and Monster Mash ready to go.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some pretty good stuff. I can't believe we're at that time of year. It's the 21st, is it not?
It's the 27th for this event, and today is the 22nd.
22nd.
Right.
All right, so 8 more days, 9 days till, because it's 31 in October.
And typically Halloween is 6 to 8 on those trick-or-treating hours, so that'll be next Thursday night.
Yeah, there's a lot of trunk-or-treats by the churches.
You're right
going
about
on
that
as well.
This coming weekend.
All right, does the police forces of America need reform? We've got Gil Torres, former FBI guy, a really good guy, coming up next. 729 ESPN 93.5.
The holidays are coming up, and I need to replace my old stove and microwave. I am sick of them. First, we went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and they had this gorgeous black stainless steel range with a matching over-the-range microwave on sale for over $700 off. It has durable cast iron grates and a griddle, self-clean and convection. They both came with 3-10-year protection plan and 0% financing for the whole year. But we wanted to check out the big box lumberyard, too. We like to never find anybody to help us. They did have the same things there, but when we compared price, warranty, delivery, installation, and everything, we went back to Dick Van Dyke and saved $250 over the big box. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Champaign-Urbana during the month of October. Get ready for the holiday cooking and save hundreds of dollars. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of Fighting Illini Athletics, is proud to announce the release of their second annual Pink Ribbon Volleyball T-shirt in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The $25 long-sleeve T-shirts are available now online at GameDaySpirit.com, in stores, or at each home volleyball game through the month of October. A portion of the proceeds will be donated to the Mills Breast Cancer Institute right here in Champaign-Urbana. Help the fight against breast cancer with Illinois Volleyball and Game Day Spirit, and go
Illini. Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter compares the impeachment inquiry to a lynching. He says about the Democrats,
they stick together. I respect that. The other thing is they're vicious.
The president with Fox's Sean Hannity. Today's witness in the impeachment inquiry is Bill Taylor, the acting ambassador to Ukraine. Former President Jimmy Carter is hospitalized with what's being called a minor pelvic fracture after falling at his home in Georgia. A statement from the Carter Center says he's in good spirits and is looking forward to recovering at home. Iraq's government says American troops leaving Syria do not have permission to stay there, but some have crossed the border.
Officials say roughly 100 U.S. armored vehicles evacuating northeast Syria have arrived in Iraq. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says some U.S. troops will stay behind to guard oil fields in the area to keep them from falling into ISIS, Syrian regime, or Iranian hands.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Central Illinois is getting a new area code. That new area code will be 447. It's being added to what is currently the 217 territory in Central Illinois, which covers 36 counties, including Champaign-Urbana, Decatur, Danville, Springfield, Quincy, and Rantoul. The new phone numbers with the new area code won't start until after March 29th of 2021. A Bradley man died on Saturday after falling nearly 50 feet from an overhang at Starved Rock State Park in LaSalle County. ABC 7 says the 30-year-old man was working with a film crew near the council overhang in the eastern end of the park when he went off the trail and fell to his death. The State Department of Natural Resources said the council overhang has been used for hundreds of years as a Native American gathering place. It is a sandstone formation with strong natural acoustics. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
This Mettler tip is brought to you by Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy with Mettler Center. I'm having pain in my knee. What should I do?
Did you know that a lot of what happens at your knee is determined by what happens in the foot, ankle, and hip? If you are having knee pain, try strengthening your hip muscles, specifically the ones on the side, by performing resisted sidestepping and single leg hip hikers. These exercises can strengthen the muscles of the hip and thus improve your knee dynamics and pain.
Do you have a question for a physical therapist? Go to MettlerCenter.com and click Ask an Expert.
Have you been looking for local outdoor enthusiasts to hike, camp, travel, and be friends with? Then you need to join Champaign Outdoors Flatlanders Adventure Club, where you will connect with fellow adventurers from Champaign-Urbana area and have access to exclusive events curated just for you, like stargazing at Middle Fork, biking to brunch on the Kickapoo Trail, enjoying a hike and beers at Bearded Owl Brewery, and bonding around cozy autumn bonfires. You'll even receive a free swag bag and exclusive store discounts available only to Flatlanders Club members. Learn more by visiting champaignoutdoors.com/flatlanders. That's champaignoutdoors.com.
Lowe's helps pros like you save every day on what you need to get the job done right. Put the power of a Bosch Bulldog Core 18-volt cordless rotary hammer in your hands for $199 and get a free Bosch dust collector kit or a free Bosch Core 18-volt 8-amp-hour battery. It features legendary Bulldog performance, providing the power of corded and the convenience of cordless. Have trim work to do? Save up to 40% every day when you purchase pro packs of molding compared to single sticks. Whatever you need to get the job done, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Bosch offer valid through 10/27. U.S. only.
Did you know the manufacturing industry employs more than 11,700 women and men in Champaign County? Join Champaign County EDC and the Atkins Group as we celebrate National Manufacturing Day and Illinois Manufacturing Month this October. Local companies like Latania Sports Group, APL Engineered Materials, and Apprentice are opening their doors to the public for tours, and we're proud to celebrate their contribution to our local economy. To learn more and register for these tours, visit mfgday.com. That's mfgday.com.
Yeah, Chris wrote in, he wishes Lovey had more emotion, and he did. Lovey Smith raised his arms up, was jumping up and down. I mean, I loved seeing it too, because, I mean, he'd be the ultimate emergency services guy that would keep you calm. But he was jumping up and down like everybody else. He ran up and down the side. It was great.
Okay, great.
I saw a lot of Lovey Smith.
And enthusiasm
from him.
Yeah,
no, he had
it. When he speaks, he's very measured.
Very laid back. We feel like we got a good football team, and we feel we have a way to go, but we've got a good football team.
Go, Alana!
Betcha.
Right now we're at 49 on the weather, partly cloudy and windy. Later, we've got a high 56 expected and 36-hour low tonight. Winds up to 25 miles per hour. We've got a high 67 expected tomorrow, down to around 44. 56 the high on Thursday with mostly cloudy conditions again, down to 38. Coming into Friday, we might see some morning showers. Right now, the temperature's at 50. ESPN 93.5.
Well, I really like Gil Torres, former FBI trainer. Gil spent 20 years federal law enforcement experience, FBI special agent, various investigative supervisory positions, including training. He's the owner of Taurus Investigations. Gil Torres joins us from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Good morning, Gil.
Good morning. Thank you for having me again.
Well, we love having you. Now, I'll just kind of put you where I am. I am an advocate, a flag waver for police. We hosted the Law Enforcement Appreciation Banquet with 440 people about 3 years ago because I felt it was ridiculous the way police are being portrayed. And so this issue of police reform, overhaul, maybe we need a reform from the public and their understanding of what police do. I don't know what the police can do. I mean, people, when they get stopped, Gil, they have to listen. You need to do what the officer says. And a lot of these would never happen.
I thoroughly agree. I think that the vast majority of the public doesn't really understand the role and the job of being a police officer, especially those that are the frontline police officers, the police officers that patrol the streets, that go into the neighborhoods, that are the first responders to most of the everyday incidents that they're called to deal with. You know, they have to deal with a multitude of cultures, languages, different situations, make split-second decisions. It's not a safe profession. In 2018, over 160 police officers died in the line of duty, and over 50 of those were engaging in some kind of criminal, trying to deal with some kind of criminal element.
I know, so, Gil, your time is short. I know you have to run. What are your proposals? What should happen here? How should this happen?
Well, you know, that's a tough question. I think that, yes, can police officers use training? They could always use training, more training. But I think that I think maybe a stronger effort for community policing needs to be done, because the public needs to understand what the job is.
Just to understand, these people are guys like you, Gil, they're good guys, family people, that get out every day and go up to tinted windows when they make traffic stops and try to figure out if they're going to get shot today. It is just so disconcerting to me, the way people talk about police, the way they don't respect police, they pour water on police in New York City. I mean, stuff like that just is terribly dangerous, I think.
It is. It is. Every gal and guy that, you know, puts on a badge or uniform every morning walks into a hazardous job every day.
Yeah.
And it's tough to embrace that.
Taurus Investigations, is that online? Taurus?
Yes, sir. It's online. And anybody has a question or concern, they can certainly try to get hold of me.
All right. Thank you very much. Always Gil Taurus, former FBI. But some of the talk, 87% African Americans have a negative view of police.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things that do happen that aren't right. It's not a 100% proposition. But if you think about the job of police and they go up and they make a stop, how many times do things happen when the person doesn't listen?
That's right.
I mean, rule of thumb. I mean, that's not fair. They're stopping me because I'm black. They're stopping me because I'm Hispanic. Okay, deal with it later. But right now, do what they say.
Yeah.
You got lawyers. You got people. You can think it's unfair. You'll get your chance to say.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't work if you're combative or physical. That's going to be a loser for you. You just have to listen, do what they say. And he said, well, he was a jerk to me. Okay, well, that'll come out too. But you got to keep cool on this thing. And it might be unfair. I don't know. I don't know the situation, but I do know there's body cameras now.
Yes.
So everybody's videoing everything. So we'll have proof of everything.
Well, and keep in mind the kids are watching. I mean, the other day someone was like, oh, there's a cop. You know, I'm not breaking the law. It's fine that there's a cop. I mean, yeah. Why do we have that kind of reaction?
Because we're getting fed that the police, you know, overall as a body, is racist. That's the line still. I think you ask many in the media.
So let's work to steer that the other way if we can.
And how is it you really believe that there are police officers that wake up, and maybe there's one or three out of the millions involved in this industry that are the wrong people? You're going to tell me it can't be 100%. They're people, human. They can fake out and really be bigoted and racist. Yeah, they're people. So you root them out, you get them out of there. But as a body, 99.9 are just people putting the pants on and going out with the gun and trying to keep us protect and serve, right?
Mm-hmm.
And without that element, I'm telling you, you have no idea how quickly anarchy would occur and how much chaos there would be. So it is a dangerous proposition to disrespect those in authority. Can we all do a better job? Certainly the media can. I mean, how many times, I mean, think about I got numbers and I can get these, about how many traffic stops there are in America every day and how many times they make headlines. So if you take hundreds of thousands of stops, and three things happened. That's pretty good numbers.
Yeah.
And again, what happened? Well, they said, no, you didn't say you've got to. That's why the body camera. Mm-hmm. I think the body cam protects police more than it does the people.
Agree.
It was done because you can't trust the police. Actually, it helped the police say, no, I didn't do a darn thing. I actually asked them for the license and registration.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, 359-2255. You're always welcome to text in. Any thoughts about what we talk about? It's 7:42. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. We've got Blossom Basket as our deal, kind of our offer today on the GoSteever.com. This will be via text. If you want to treat somebody, bring somebody up today with $50. You pick it up at Blossom Basket. You tell me what you thought of it. You have to use it within 7 days. 359-2255 and $50 will get you something real nice. 359-2255. Text in the word flowers to be eligible for that. Dr. Todd Likens, Pet Pro, same text line if you had a question about your dog or cat. And we'll check your sports headlines and a little Lovey Smith coming up.
Yeah, 1 second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah. Sure, Larry. Just 1 second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league.
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
Officer Kelly Walton from Champaign Police Department. With your father being in the military, was it he more of a disciplinarian and a tight ship at the house?
Everybody knows being in a military family, you travel. And so, you know, I think at one point in time, we were in Omaha, Nebraska, where it was just bitterly cold. You know, it snowed, you know, feet. So, I was kind of glad to get out of the area and move back into the Missouri, Illinois area. So.
Okay, very good. You mentioned kids. Do they look up to you in this role as a police officer?
It depends on the day. You know, my youngest, you know, she come home from shift, she always asks me, you know, did I get the bad guys? Or, you know, now she's really trying to get, I guess, understand, you know, my role, my position, you know, being four. You know, she's got some idea, don't have all of it there. So, but she's kind of learning. Then, of course, my oldest, you know, he's like, yeah, Dad, you know, you're a police officer. Yeah, that's kind of cool. You know how 14 years
exactly.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SKtoday.com.
What's up, guys? It's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Just want to remind you again about all of our weekly specials at Rosati's in Urbana. Tuesday means meat today. Try the slice with sausage, pepperoni, ground beef, and bacon. Or go a different direction. Load up the veggies into a veggie slice. That's each and every Tuesday at Rosati's. Tomorrow, we're looking forward to Italian Beef Day. My favorite. That's what I'm having. I hope to see you and the family soon at 701 South Gregory, Urbana, or give us a call. We deliver. 328-2334.
Yeah, that's gluten-free one, the gluten-free crust, and the fantastic cheese. I don't know if he might go to the top of a mountain to get that cheese. It is so good. I mean, it really, every time you hear him talking.
Grass-fed cows.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, goat cheese, too. Mm-hmm. You know, is that.
There you go.
359-2255. You want to text us this morning? Lovey Smith, man. He's always been kind of a turnover pushing coach. And it's working. Jake Hansen, number one in America with 7 forced fumbles. The most ever in the history of college football is 10 forced fumbles by one guy in a year. And Jake's at 7 with 5 to play.
Things you really believe in, you keep stressing them, keep working on them as much as anything. Whether that's tackling, blocking, whatever, that's a part of what we believe in. We'll continue to do it, and hopefully we'll continue to get them out. But as you look at, I mean, what statistics really matter? You know, offensively, explosive plays. We had 14 explosive plays. Defensively and just team-wise, it's been that way since the beginning of time. Turnover ratio. So you have to stress it. On the defensive side, you have to stress taking the ball away. That will never change.
Wow. They just go up there and slug it. There you go. But if you think about the speed of the game, you got to hit it just right. And these guys carrying the ball don't exactly have pencil arms.
You're right.
They're really strong people.
Uh-huh.
You're in there and you see the guys. And a lot of times you miss tackles because you're trying to strip it versus tackle. And so you rip that ball away or you punch it away or you pull the arm. I mean, it's... everybody does it. We're just doing a little bit better than anybody else. I think we're number one in turnovers in America, aren't we?
And Jake Hansen got a couple of Defensive Player of the Week awards. Daly Harding also. And actually, Lovey Smith, the Dodd Trophy National Coach of the Week award. So it's nice to get some accolades for that work against Wisconsin.
Yep.
All right, well, the Rutgers game has been called for November 2nd. It's at 2:30, so keep that in mind.
Huh?
And Dad's weekend, it should be a lot of fun. Actually, we've got a preseason basketball game against Lewis on Friday the 1st, and then the football game on the 2nd, and then we've got the inaugural 5K that we're participating in as a radio station, providing the music and announcements at a 5K. Wow, that's something new.
Yeah, right.
In any case, I'll be there, and it should be a lot of fun in our radio van at the Arboretum on the 3rd, if you want to be a part of that. Monday Night Football, 7-0 for those New England Patriots, still undefeated. 33-0 was the final over the New York Jets yesterday. In a preseason basketball poll, we had Michigan State on top. First time in school history that they've been predicted as being number one. Kentucky and Kansas, they will go at it when they go November 5th to Madison Square Garden. And Madison Square Garden will host the game. We also have Duke and Louisville in the top five. Actually, Maryland at number 7, I thought was interesting as far as Big Ten teams.
Yeah.
And the Illini with 14 votes. If they were to place it, we would be number 33.
Well, it's interesting to me you said that Michigan State's never been a preseason number one.
Yeah.
As good as they've been over the years, that's a little surprising.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear Zion Williamson's got a torn right meniscus?
That's too bad.
He'll have surgery and be out for 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Hasn't played a regular season game yet. St. Louis Blues over Colorado, that final was 3-1.
Okay, Dr. Todd, our veterinary friend, next. If you have a question, 359-2255, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you go for appliances. Family-owned, they've been in business since 1977, for over 40 years of appliance experience. Because all they do is appliances, they do it better than anybody else. Dick Van Dyke's the largest independent appliance dealer in all of Central Illinois. Locations in Bloomington, Springfield, Decatur, and, of course, Champaign. They offer discount pricing on quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Low prices, best selection. They'll treat you like royalty. Plus, you'll receive the fantastic, exclusive Dick Van Dyke Appliance World free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke, place you'll want to visit if you're remodeling or it's just time. Check out their Champaign location. Drive north on Neal before you get to the I-74 interchange, right-hand side of the road, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, or start online at appliance-world.com.
Do you want shoes made from nature's original luxury superfiber? Then you need new Skechers washable shoes, made from premium quality wool. To start, wool wicks away moisture to help keep you dry and comfortable. It's also super flexible and highly breathable. And not only do they keep you cool and comfortable in the summer, but Skechers washable shoes also regulate temperature to keep you warm and toasty in the winter. Plus, they're even washable. Discover the wonders of wool with Skechers washable shoes at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Over 30 years ago, Rotary made a promise to the world, a promise that we would eradicate polio. With the help of our partners and friends, we've made incredible progress toward that goal.
We're proud to be part of this global effort to end polio forever, and we'll see it through to the end.
Let's drop to zero.
Let's drop to zero.
Rotary International recognizes October as End Polio Month.
You know how sometimes you go into a home that maybe you're thinking of renting or buying and there's some bad smells? CMI, locally owned and operated, Betsy and Brad Parks, they've got odor busters. CMI's Eat 'em Alive Cucumber Melon gets rid of bad pet urine smells. Odor Eliminator Bomb gets rid of all kinds of odors. Food smells, smoke, mold, pet, and more. We all know those smells. CMI, they've got it. Bloomington Road in Champaign, locally owned and operated, 359-6262 or cmiclean.com. CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Clouds this morning, partly cloudy by this afternoon, but windy for us. Winds up to 25 miles per hour. Today's high 56, down to 36 this evening. Up to 66 tomorrow, down to 44, partly cloudy. 56 the high on Thursday with some clouds. Maybe some morning showers on Friday's forecast. High 53, low 32. Right now we're at 51. ESPN 93.5.
Every Tuesday, we get with Dr. Todd Likens, veterinarian. He's located in Madison Kirby, also location, keeping the police safe next to the police station in Mahomet. He breeds these incredible English cream Registered as golden retrievers, mellower on the side of checking, balancing your checkbook if you feed them cheese. It's Dr. Todd Likens. How are you, my friend?
Hey, finally, I can talk again.
Hey, you were definitely on the IR last week. You're feeling better this morning. I can
hear. Yeah, send me in, Coach. I'm ready to go to work today.
Go.
Very good.
Okay, when we talk about holidays and pets and things you've got to be careful about, I flash back to the Easter when Charlie found all the Easter eggs, and then we had to make them throw up, and out came all the candy with the wrappers still on them, so I nicknamed them Candy Isle.
Candy Isle.
Yep. Come here, Candy Isle.
You know, I thought of you this week, and within 1 hour, I had, guess what? Somebody called in and said, my dog just ate a bunch of candy.
Oh, boy.
So, and I thought, oh, it's a Stevie J disease.
And it's Halloween.
And
that's why the caution goes out right now, because everybody's got candy out. Beware, beware, beware. The milk chocolate is the least dangerous of the chocolates. Brownies, things like that are the most dangerous. Mm. So beware of where you put things that your doggies don't get them. The other thing that happened within the hour after that one, I had a call from somebody that was getting ready for the mice to invade the house.
Mm-hmm.
And they were putting bait out, and of course their dog picked up one of the bait bars.
Yeah.
And you got to be careful. I mean, just think about, can my dog get to this, or my cat? And you even have to worry about, okay, so I killed this mouse. Some of these things are so toxic anymore. If your kitty eats a dead mouse, they're going to get poisoned from eating the dead mouse.
Wow, okay.
So, if I could put a word out there, don't use the bromide types in my book, because I cannot treat that. All I can do is hope I get there in time, put a little charcoal in there so it's not absorbed, versus the bleeding kind, which I can treat. So you just kind of think about, if you're using poisons, be careful that your pets can't get to it, and think about picking up the dead mice and other type things.
You know, we haven't had too much issue, of course, Charlie and the Easter eggs, but generally our dogs, maybe they're too heavy, but they can't get on the counter anymore, certainly.
Olive counter surfs all
I'm
the
telling
time.
You, we were house sitting a wonderful little doggy, and that dog ran like a deer. And it was like the couch, no problem, we can hurdle that. And it was like on the counter stuff because the great hop. So it just depends on your dog, right? You never know.
Oh, absolutely.
If it's a puppy, good luck to you all. So
our counters are thank God barely deep enough that we keep everything way pushed back in my house, because I have a bunch of counter surfers.
You do. Well, the thing with our dogs is they just look at me and say, "Is this pot roast, or are we talking something else?" Okay.
Yeah. It's got to be worthwhile.
No, I'm not going up that far.
No.
That's at least 3 feet. I'm not possibly trying that unless you got pot roast.
Yeah, that's a selective dog. That's a good one.
All right, the thing that I still can't forget from what you said several years ago is the chewing gum can kill dogs on the spot.
Absolutely. You know that those little ice cube gums, they have the xylitol, the big X. Remember, I always talk about how dangerous a product that starts with X. It's an artificial sugar called xylitol. And one cube of that can kill your dog.
Man, and how long would that take?
A while. I mean, their blood sugar begins to fall as they digest.
But if I bring the dog to you, can you save the dog's life?
Yes, but it takes a 24-hour drip to keep their blood sugar up. I mean, it's something I can't just give you, here's a shot, okay, go home. No, your dog has to stay, and it needs to be slow-dripped with sugar to keep it from crashing.
Gotcha. Well, always a pleasure. How do people reach Dr. Todd Likens?
Hey, we like our text, we like our voicemails, we like you just call me, 355-PETS, 586-PETS, or just get online and send me something to petprovet@gmail.com.
I wonder if Walter has ever had a day when he's had no dog hair on him.
Oh, come on, not since he got around me. I mean, geez, our lungs are full of dog hair even.
I mean, to tell you what, your dogs shed, but they're so wonderful. They're one of the best.
It's like Christmas in the bathing area almost every day back there.
All right, Todd, you're the mess. I appreciate your time.
All right, see you guys.
That's Todd Likens. He's a veterinarian, and you can get your dog wash and nails clipped for $20.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's an everyday deal.
Over at Old Farm Shops in Champaign and near the police department in Mahomet.
There you go. 359-2255. You want to reach out to us this morning? We'd love to hear from you as always. We're going to find Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio reporter. Pete Buttigieg making a jump in Iowa. Can the mayor of South Bend, Indiana be the next president? We'll discuss that.
Okay.
Very latest with Tanya J.
doing blossom basket floors, texting flowers. Many of you have a good heart because you're thinking of somebody to really take care of today.
Mm-hmm.
Texting flowers in our Go Stever offer this morning, 359-2255. The news coming up.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
I want to start on something that should pop.